It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Good morning. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. A little bit soupy out there this week. We had a ice box, and now somebody left the door open. And my meat's thawing out, man.
Don't go there.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was planning on doing an ice fishing camp in a couple weeks, and it looks like the long-term forecast is I might need a boat. But anyway, winter's still here. We're in the middle of it, and if you're not grilling, we'll come over and clip the corner of your man card. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, babe?
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it's crazy weather, but isn't it always?
Mm-hmm.
It's either too hot, too cold, just right, not right. Who knows? But we're going to go up north right now for this show, and we're going to head to the Yoop.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed right. I'm not sure why. I know why. Because I got a call from a buddy up there, and we had a long chat and catching up on what he's doing, and it just made me a little homesick for the western end of the UP.
Yeah.
But we're going to head all over the UP. We're not just going to stick to the west end because we're not prejudiced.
Right. Speaking of prejudice, I'm prejudiced about guys that don't grill in the winter. And a couple weekends ago, I went pheasant hunting over on the east side of the state, up in the Thumb. It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
I took the Tech grill with me. When I got back, there was a foot of snow in front of my grilling station, right? And the pool covers underneath it a little bit, so I can't really shovel because I don't want to hit that
mm-hmm.
when you can't see it. So I just set the grill on top of the table that it's normally hooked up with the gas and everything, and it's just been sitting there for a week and a half, and right. I haven't used it. But
now it's all washed up.
Right. Well, it's getting there, yeah. But so I'm going to tell you what I did. You had given me those grill grates before,
right?
Right. I took and put them on a pan with a little half-inch lip all the way around it, put two of them on there, and I grilled salmon in the oven. I put them in there at about 400 degrees and got them hot, and then I prepared my piece of salmon and laid it on those grill grates, and I got great grill marks on it, and just flipped it over and put my sauce on top, and it finished wonderfully, but I grilled in the oven because I wanted the grill marks on that.
You just didn't get any smoke.
That's correct. I didn't get any.
And some people don't need the smoke anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so there is a way to grill if you're it's too cold for you, but it's warming up now. So,
oh, boy. You're ridiculing the guys who won't grill, yeah. And then you come home.
I have to tell you. That's
that's a mea culpa.
Right. A little hypocritical. But anyway, hey, let's start off this UP show. We've got a guy that used to live in the UP. He's over in Saranac now, and he makes the pasties. His name is Tony Baumgartner. He's going to be coming up next.
Yeah. Let's talk to Tony now.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Tony.
How are we doing?
Well, we're doing a show all about the UP. And if we're going to talk about the UP, we have to consider pasties. And the only time I consider pasties these days is if I'm in your shop. So I want you to tell our vast and growing audience around the world, by the way, what you're doing over in the little town of Saranac, Michigan.
Well, one thing we're doing is we got a new slogan.
All right. What's that?
You know, I had on our cups and stuff we had made, you know, we had on their food for particular people, but this time when we had them made up, we put best pasties this side of the Atlantic Ocean on them. So
nice.
Kind of clever, I think.
I'm watching a series on I don't know, Amazon or something about Cornwall, England.
Yeah.
Are you watching that? I can't.
No, I'm not. But I mean,
dark
that's
something.
Where it all began, as far as I know, with the past.
Yeah, yeah. But, beautiful country, and definitely a lot of closed down mines over there.
Yeah, I think they were. You know, they mined tin.
Yeah. Well, coal, they were looking maybe for copper all the time, but they ended up finding more tin.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
That's interesting.
How about you? What are you finding under your ground?
Night crawlers.
There we go.
Maybe a few bodies.
Yeah.
So tell people where you're at.
We're down in Saranac. You know, just a small little village. We're nestled right off of Highway 21 between Ionia and Lowell, Michigan. We're probably about four and a half miles north of Highway 96 if you're coming in on the highway. So, yeah, it's, you know, from Grand Rapids, depending on what part of town you're in, 20, 30 minutes away, Lansing a little further. But, you know, our customers, it's amazing being that it's kind of a niche item here. We got customers that just come from everywhere, you know, from lower Michigan here, from the east side, the west side, pretty far north, down Kalamazoo come up, you know. So, I mean, it's, we probably cover at least, conservatively, you know, 50, 60-mile radius, I would think, you know.
Yes.
All for the pasty, hey?
Yeah. There you go.
Hey,
you
so know, there's...
It's closer than the bridge, as I tell people.
Right, yeah. So Tony, there may be a odd-out listener that doesn't know what a pasty is, so maybe you give us a little of that.
Oh, sure. You know, it's actually a pretty simple food. It's a crust that's primarily like a pie crust. It's not like bread dough that you have to raise. It's like a pie crust. And you roll that out, and then you fill it. We got four different types, but the most popular one you fill with we use ground chuck, and then potatoes are cubed up, rutabagas are cubed up. There's sweet onion in there, and that's all mixed with the spices, and then put into that sheeted out piece of dough and flipped over and kind of braided shut. And it looks like a, you know, like a giant, almost like a, like, you know, giant ravioli or something, you know, something big that's stuck.
Yeah, it looks like a giant pierogi.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and the way I understand it is because there's so much mining in Cornwall, England, that the villagers' wives came up with this or somebody to where they could make these little pie things, and then they actually made tin pans that went together like a Boy Scout camping plate, and that would absolutely fit perfectly. So they'd make the pasties to fit those tins, and then they could slide that in their overalls. It must have had like a 45 pocket or something in it, and slide them down in their overalls so they didn't have to carry it. No matter where they're working, they had it with them. And it's so cold underground, that pasty's warm when you're eating it.
Yeah,
and you know, you hear stories about how they heated them up too, like with their candles on their helmets and various things. I've heard all kinds of stories, but the other thing about them too was where they folded them over and closed them shut and kind of braided that closed. It was pretty. There was a lot of dough in there, and that's where the miners held these things
right.
with their hands,
right?
Because their hands were dirty, so they were almost like a food with a handle on them that
right.
they could eat.
And then they'd feed that dirty piece of leftover crust to the rats that were always
It was super down there, you know. Yeah, it's okay.
I wonder if the rats used ketchup or gravy. Anyway.
Yeah. Gravy, every time.
Yeah.
Something wrong
with that. So Bob's a ketchup guy. I'm a gravy guy. I got to know, doing what you do, which do you serve more of? Are there more gravy guys or more ketchup guys?
You know, that's only because where I'm located, but we definitely do more gravy. But if I was in the UP, I'd probably get hung if I had gravy in the shop.
I was just
going
to say that. Yeah. As soon as you get west of Escanaba, you better be packing if you're going to be packing gravy.
Yeah.
Every now and again, I hear people though from up there put gravy on them. It's kind of shocking. I just never heard of it. All my life up there, I ate them things, and I never once seen anybody put gravy on them. And when I was opening up here 15 years ago, people were saying, asking me if I was going to have gravy, and I said, well, I could, you know, but I had no idea what they wanted it for. But, yeah, they put a lot of gravy on them down here. But that's okay. If they like gravy, that's fine with me. You know, it don't matter.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up, buddy. But, by the way, you can add some Cholula to a half bottle of ketchup and shake it up, and you got a perfect pasty ketchup. So, Tony Baumgartner, Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty, downtown Saranac, right next to a great hardware store, by the way.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Cool sound, Saranac. A lot of neat stuff there.
Yeah, it is. You're making it better, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You guys have a great day.
All right.
You bet.
Coming up next, we're going to go to the UP and get in a sauna, hey? Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That was Tony Baumgartner from Vicky's Pasties, a true UP delicacy, and he's brought it down to Central Michigan.
So. Yeah, yeah. He's from Iron Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, everywhere.
Ketchup land. Everywhere, no gravy there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, there's a lot of one-eyed people that return back over the bridge.
Yeah.
Anyway, back up to another area in the UP. We're going to go to the Upper Peninsula Sauna Company, a company I just ran into a couple days ago, and I gave them a call. And we're going to talk with the proprietor, probably the founder. We'll let him tell us. But his name is Zeke. And Zeke, welcome to the Grilling Guys Show.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
Hey, what's your last name, partner?
DeWise.
Yep, DeWise Construction. Yeah. Is this a side hustle or is this your primary business?
This is, I would say it's a side. It's allowed us to keep some of our crew working in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
What a great idea.
Yep. Good for you, man. That's awesome.
What kind of stoves do you put in those? Do you ever use Nipa?
No, we do not. Well, I shouldn't say we don't. We have put some in because sometimes we get clients that want to use their own stove,
right?
Whether it be an electric unit, a gas unit. So we have installed some NIPA. We've actually talked with NIPA a little bit about putting their units in our stoves. We're just that's still something we're considering. We haven't worked out a deal yet, but
I think they're down out of Traverse City now, somewhere in that area. But they used to be in Bruce Crossing.
Yes.
And Leo Nippa was a friend of my father's, and he would have nothing but a Nippa stove.
Yeah, they're a great what a great backstory, great company. I mean, it's a little disappointing that it's moved down, downstate. From a Uper perspective,
right?
But,
right.
They're continuing it, and that's good.
Yes,
a good thing.
Yes. So, well, you could build them there if you really wanted to expand your horizons. You could come up with a stove.
Well, actually, you asked that question. What our stoves are actually built right here.
Nice.
So we create the cool thing. At least what we think is cool about our product is, everything is done in the UP, right? I mean, we created the stove, we troubleshot it, we got the right venting and we got the right intake. We were building them right in our shop. We now have a local guy that does the welding for us just because we can't keep up,
And, that's amazing.
So they're welded right here in the big town metropolis of Engadine.
Engadine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're near the Hiawatha Club there.
We are. Heck yeah. We love the Hiawatha Club.
Yeah, I bet.
And so our product is made of northern white cedar, felled, milled, dried, right in the UP.
White cedar. And, interesting.
And then our carpenters, put it together right here in our shop in Engadine. We paint the stoves here in our area, or in our shop, excuse me. We think it's pretty cool. I'll tell you another interesting thing. We just realized this a couple years ago. So we talked about the metropolis of Engadine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, two blocks from our shop here in town, there's a bunch of old foundations. And the town was actually one of the primary businesses in the town when it started was a lumber mill.
Okay.
And it was a cooperage lumber mill.
Oh, so they really?
Made
wow.
Barrels
wow.
At Ingatine. And so we're doing it again. Now, quite honestly, didn't realize that when we started, but here we are. You know. So
Zeke, so this is a barrel sauna. How what are the dimensions of this? How many people will it sit?
Sure. So all of our units are 6 foot inside diameter. And then our different models basically are by length.
Oh, okay.
So we've got 6 foot long, 7 foot long, and 11 foot long.
So is the floor, when you're on the floor, when you're walking mm-hmm. down the middle of it, you're literally walking right on the very board that is of the barrel, the round
no,
portion.
No,
there's a floor.
You have a little floor. In there,
okay,
yep.
So you have a flat surface.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, and then is it 6 foot from that surface to the ceiling, or
no? It would be 6 foot, or 5 foot nine.
Okay.
From that floor to the ceiling.
So you're not going to stand up straight for very long, and you won't anyway.
But you don't, right?
Yeah, you're in there to sit.
Yeah, and so you get we love barrel sauna, right? We think they're the best. Now. That's a hot topic when you get into,
yeah,
especially the Finnish community,
yep.
You know, which my wife is a Finnish, you know, family.
Yeah. What's her maiden name?
Palo.
Okay.
She's from Houghton Hancock area, Lake Linden, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My family, too. Finlanders from up there. Yep.
Bujak. But you know, there's conversations about, well, you know, you're not up above the stove, so it's not the proper sauna.
Yeah, they
you know,
get
we,
pretty
we
uppity.
Think they work.
It's kind of stupid.
Okay, so the heat source is it wood fired?
Yes, sir. It's a wood fired stove with granite rock. You know, and same thing. Rocks are from Lake Superior. You know,
nice.
from a gravel quarry up in Sault Ste. Marie, and so. The granite rocks disperse the heat. They don't break. They don't explode. You know, some people use lava rocks, like in the electric units or whatever.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, I know. Stone out of Lake Superior, that's authentic. I got a bunch out of Little Girls Point because I was going to build a sauna. And I actually built it, but it's back in the pool area. And when the snow's on the ground, you can't get to it. It's too far back to shovel. So I never did put a stove in it.
So let me ask you this. There's different sizes of these. How can the Flatlanders down here, how do we get one?
Yeah, so we build them to order at this point. When we first started, we had an inventory, right?
Sure.
But now we can't, and because we're not full-time, you know, we do it in the winter. Basically, we build in the winter. You know, we're pretty much back-ordered. You know, we're hoping to get back to an inventory, but you call in, to work through the questions. Brooke will work with you on, you know, the options that you want. We give you the hard price on it. We ask for a deposit of $500.
Jeez.
And then we put it in build schedule. And we can deliver them to you. We have a specialized trailer that we can, you know, get right into your yard and pull it off the back for you.
So then that the supply of cedar is limitless because my dad used to call us cedar savages. There's tons of cedar in the UP. Is it all white?
Yes.
Huh.
The cedar up here is all northern white cedar.
Okay. And the exterior of it is cedar as well.
Yes.
I mean, all
and
the boards
have,
going around
a metal
it.
Metal roof that goes over it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. And then we have two stain options, you know, basic deck stain, and then we have a bog home coating that we can put on also.
Well, Zeke, we have only a minute left, and it's called the Upper Peninsula Sauna Company. Where can people find you?
The best way to get a hold of us is probably either Facebook, Upper Peninsula Sauna Company, or dewiseconstruction.com. And if you type in barrel sauna, you know, in your search, we'll probably come up, especially if you put in the Upper Peninsula.
Right.
That's just awesome. I'm sure glad I ran into your site. Yeah. Your Facebook marketing worked. It caught me.
Well, good deal. We're excited to get people in our saunas and they're Uper made, good quality. Stand behind them. Any problems, we take care of it. And they work great.
Well, we're heading to Ironwood next for a little Stormy Cromer action. So
awesome! I just took my Stormy Cromer off when I got in the office.
Okay. All right, Zeke. Thanks so much, and we'll talk real soon.
All right, guys. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Coming up next, Stormy Cromer. If you don't have one, you're going to want one. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's going to be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your
Welcome back. You listen to the grilling guys. Hey, Bob, I don't have a sauna in my backyard. You have half of one. You haven't got it finished yet. But this would be the time of year to be in one because, you know, a kid getting in there and getting a good sweat, that's probably pretty good for you.
Yeah, and Jop's referring to our prior segment where we were with Zeke from Upper Peninsula Sauna Company, and he said when he walked into his office, he just took his Stormy Cromer off. So let's buzz over to Ironwood, Michigan, and talk to the CEO of Stormy Cromer, a mighty woman named Gina Thorson. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, this whole thing got wound up because Nate Price called me this week and started chatting it up, and it was so nice to talk to him. He's making such great progress over there, and I brought your name up, by the way, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I know Bob. He knows your dad. I don't know if he knows you or not, but I was doing a little name dropping." Now he's such a sweet guy. And bright entrepreneur. Ironwood has a lot going on with it right now, and I think Stormy Cromer is just like one of the jewels of that part of the state, and we want to talk about your brand a little bit.
Sounds good. Always happy to talk to you guys.
So are we. We're happy to have you. Stormy Cromer, give us the rundown. If our listeners don't know, they might be new listeners, because we are longtime friends and partners with Stormy Cromer. My wife and I are doing a little winter cleaning. It got just had a room that had to be cleaned out, and I found 11 hats that are Stormy Cromer and all different
That's
colors.
Awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. Yep. And I'm like, you know, I'm embarrassed to tell you, but it's like, oh man, I forgot I had that one, you know, and pull it out and put it on. So it's awesome.
Well, of course, my favorite story is when your dad told me that mine was actually a lady's.
Right. Wasn't it the white one
yes,
that you were wearing?
That's right. Yep. It's still my favorite.
Hey, that works.
Yeah, it's because it fits. It's a size 8.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Melonhead. Yeah. So what else has Stormy Cromer got going on? You got the summer coming up, so I know you're shifting gears right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're in two worlds right now. We've had this nice cold snap across the Midwest, which has been great for our sales. And so we've been busy shipping product here in January. But, yeah, we're also preparing to, you know, switch our website over, switch everything over to some lighter weight products, although, you know, depending on where you live, when you might need those lighter weight products will happen at different times. So we've got a number of sort of traditional looking Stormy Cromer caps in lighter weight materials. We have a new one coming out with sort of a very longer back neck cape. So think fishing, keeping the sun off the back of your neck. So
great idea.
A few new things launching in like early April will be when we switch over. And, you know, with the business we're in, we're also doing all kinds of, we're talking about spring 25 right now as well. We're starting to design for spring. And, you know, talking to you guys makes me think we kind of have this, we might need to talk, because we've been talking about like possibly an apron, possibly wow, some kind of backyard grilling kind of gear. So we might have to connect on that.
Okay. And let me tell you something, Gina, I've been thinking about you. I wanted to run an idea by you. So we'll chat later on next week maybe, but I have an
cool
idea for you that I think is absolutely functional and could be so unique. Everything you guys do tends to be that unique thing. So
right,
let's further your cause.
Gina,
yeah.
I was down in Bourbon Country. Real quick story on an apron. I went to Buffalo Trace, and they had embossed their logo on the front of a waxed canvas apron.
Oil cloth.
Oil cloth apron, yep. And it's embossed. I paid $90 for that thing because I wanted it so bad.
I bet you did.
I mean, and there, it's just, I don't even want to wear it because it's so cool, you know? But I'm just thinking, you got wax cotton. I got your jackets. I got your hats.
Yeah.
An apron, you put that out, you know, a couple pockets in it for my Thermapen.
Exactly.
And man, I'm on it. I am on it.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys like that idea.
Yeah.
Well, and you've got some great retailers in Lower Michigan as well. There's, of course, Millbrook Tack here in Grand Rapids, which we're partners with. And then there's a wonderful shop up in Newaygo. Jay's Sporting Goods. You've just got your stuff all over the place.
Oh, and we got a couple hundred great retailers throughout the great state of Michigan, tons of them in Lower Michigan that just, you know, do, yeah, I think Newaygo, you're probably talking about 37 North.
Yes, yes.
Right? And we've got, like, over in Chesning, we got this great dealer, Ed Riemann's. They're fantastic. Got a great little men's boutique
Fenton
called Bridge Street Exchange. We got people everywhere, and they're all different kinds. You know, you said
sure.
Millbrook Tack, you know, that's more of a farm feed, ranch kind of place. We've got Bridge Street Exchange, which is like high-end men's. You know, they sell beard wax and, you know, that kind of fancy stuff, but also our hats. So it's like we have this great mix of places and people that align with our brand.
Do you have anything in Honolulu Blue?
Right?
Hot seller this week, yeah.
Around here. We're like, what do we got in blue and silver we can whip together?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We're thinking about something.
Good. Yeah. Good. Well, listen, I can't give you any connections there, but I could probably hook you up with the Red Wings if you want.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, and the other, you know, because the weird thing is up here where we live, way out of the end.
Oh, yeah.
We half our factory is pretty upset about last weekend's results in yeah, one of the right. other games. We were rooting for an NFC North kind of NFC championship. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was close. It would have been fun.
Well, my family is all Honolulu Blue on that end of the state. They've never drank the devil's juice, but the cheese hat. No, I love the Packers, honestly, too. I honestly envied Packers fans for probably decades because they had such a wonderful stadium to tailgate in, and they still do.
It's so fun.
Let's collaborate on that. I love your idea. I've got my big old melons just flying right now with ideas. So I think you're barking up the right tree right there.
Cool.
So what else does Stormy Cromer have for the spring? What would my wife like?
What would your wife like? So we've got a couple. What does your wife like to do?
She's a hiker.
Does she hike? Does she garden?
She likes to hike and camp.
Sure. Yeah, we've got a couple of hats that are. You know, they don't look like a traditional Cromer hat, but you know what? We can make hats of all kinds here at Stormy Cromer.
Well, she wears her Ida Cromer all winter.
Sure. Well, we have a hat that we call the Forager. It's kind of, you know, it's got a wider brim that goes all the way around the cap, but it's still kind of a soft, comfortable material. It's got a strap, you know, that goes under your chin in case the wind is blowing. So it's a great, you know, keep the sun off. Maybe you're working in the yard. Maybe you're going on a hike.
Sort of like something you'd wear fly fishing, maybe.
Yeah. For sure.
Yep.
Several different colors. We've got that. And we also collaborate with another hat company that's based out of St. Louis to produce some more, like, cruiser-style caps that, like, we just don't have the equipment for, but they're another great American manufacturing company. And so we've got kind of a wax canvas, kind of an Indiana Jones-type hat. And then another one that's in a lighter weight material and where the crown is also like mesh, so it's a little more breathable.
Cool.
So that's a great hiking hat as well.
Gina, my wife and I have a couple Labradors, and we go out to a dog park. It's about a 100-acre one every week for a couple times to just get the dogs exercise. I saw your Critter Cromer and the jacket that goes with it on a dog out there last week. And I walked up to the person. I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, is that a Stormy Cromer? And their eyes lit up with a big grin. And they're like, you bet it is, you know? And I'm like, that's cool. But people are into their dogs. I mean, especially after the pandemic, a lot of people, you know, really got close to their pets. And they dressed their dog in the red and black plaid and with a hat to match. It was cool. I mean,
I'm not sure if we get more photos sent to us of people with their dogs and their little Stormy Cromer hat or people with their babies.
It's about equal,
babies and dogs. And
I
we make hats for both of them, and they sure are adorable. And we love we want to start those young people right, you know, as a Stormy Kramer fan right away. And we love seeing – we've seen all kinds of other animals, too. I mean, we call it a critter cromer because we've actually seen it on miniature horses.
Wow. Hey, Gina, we are out of time.
All kinds of different animals.
We are out of time, dear. My producer here is waving his fist at me. So we could talk to you all day. But listen, I want to catch up with you next week and run an idea by you. I'll do some drawings for you and just see what you think.
Sounds good.
Okay. Right. And how do people find you?
StormyCromer.com.
There we go.
And Cromer's with a K.
Yep.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Thank you, darling. Thanks, say hi to Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, coming up next, we're staying in the UP. We're going to go up in smoke. We'll be right back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Say, every time we talk to Gina Thorson at Stormy Kramer, I just want to jump on that website and like get more. I just love the quality of their stuff is unquestionable, and it's just so cool. I mean, it's one of a kind stuff.
Yeah, well, if you're in Ironwood, Michigan, and shopping at that factory store, just run down the street a little bit, head towards downtown, and you'll run into probably one of the coolest barbecue trailers you'll ever lay your eyes on. And there's a beautiful woman working in it, and this big hairy man, whose name is Nate Price. How are you, buddy?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
So, you know, our conversation led for this whole show to turn into a UP show. So, thank you for motivating me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we went.
What we call wraparound support.
There you go. Yes, right. Yes. Well, you've got a good marketing mind. I also ran into a Facebook ad from a fellow over in Engadine called Upper Peninsula Sauna Company, and very cool company. And then, of course, we have Stormy Kramer on a couple times a year, so I had to have Gina on, and we're going to wrap up the show now with you. Save the best eatins for last right now. Tell us about Up and Smoke.
Up and Smoke Barbecue up in the UP. I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia. So we decided to bring the South to the North. True stick burning barbecue. True family recipes that I've brought along since childhood. So yeah.
And your barbecue trailer, who made that?
Custom Trailer Pro,
okay,
out of Tennessee. They do a great job. They've been amazing, actually. The
Custom
support
trailer
that
Pro.
I've gotten from them in reference to service and stuff like that, they've been absolutely amazing.
Okay. So for our listeners, you know, everybody has something that they want to try and perfect on the grill or on a smoker. What do you consider your best food?
For sure, our brisket. Probably one of our top sellers, and then our pork belly is also amazing. As well.
People kind of want to learn how to do pork belly. What kind of advice can you give to our listeners on doing a proper pork belly, something that, you know, will make it disappear?
Oh man, the number one recommendation I can give with any barbecue is just patience. You know, good consistent temperatures, and just be patient, baby. Be patient.
So what are you doing to it? Are you brining it? Because that would make it bacon.
No brining. Just basically, we're sliced. I get the whole slab of the pork belly, just kind of pat it dry, slice it into, you know, probably an inch and a quarter strips, and then cube it up. And then just some of our house original rub that we came up with there up in smoke, we put it on the smoker.
So you're cubing it, rubbing it, and then smoking it?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what temperature would you think is best for that? You have to go a little higher since it's so heavy in fat?
Yes, yes. Anywhere between 265, 285 is where I like to be with the pork belly.
Otherwise, it's just going to take forever, and you'll reduce it, and you'll end up with jerky.
Yeah, get okay. A little tough on you. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever flash it or throw it across some grates and give it some high heat to get crisp it up?
Yes, sir. After we smoke it, we cube it up. We kind of baste it with our house barbecue sauce. A little bit of honey that we get from a guy down in Wisconsin, which is Schrader honey. He raises his own bees, and then we put it in, we cover it, we raise the temperature to about 350 on the smoker.
Oh.
And then we put it back on there for about 30 to 40 minutes.
So you're actually smoking the whole belly, then cubing it, and then putting it back on, rubbing it, putting it back on. I see.
Yes, sir. Cool. Yes, sir.
I've this is Jop. I'm Bob's partner, but thanks for making time for us today. I ran into a guy that did that with beef belly as well, and exact same thing. Just smoked it down.
Really?
Yep. Cubed it up, put the sauce on it, and then put it back in to crisp it up.
Wouldn't that be a skirt steak?
I don't know. He described it as part generally that gets ground into hamburger.
Right.
Right. And
interesting.
And he did it with beef, but the. That's got to be a top seller for you, though. I mean, it's like barbecued bacon almost, isn't it, when it's done? Just chunks of it?
Barbecue candy, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
Barbecue candy.
Even better.
So,
yeah.
So yeah. Nate knew I was testing him when I asked him what his favorite thing, because a real barbecue guy, at least up here, is always going to be trying to master the brisket, and that's what we all strive to make is better brisket. And I mean, you get to a point where you just, I don't know if you can make it any better. I mean, if you're doing it great, I mean, probably shouldn't mess with it, but I was kind of playing with you. So
do you sell bulk meats, or is it meals, or both?
Both.
Great.
Both.
Great, man.
Yes, sir. Both. We're actually getting into shipping. Pre-cooked meats here really soon, so
I like your.
Will be able to,
go ahead.
Sorry, I like your website, and you've got a calendar on there. Is that how people book their catering events?
Yes, it helps people book their catering events, and also we do a small amount of traveling over the summertime when we book some bigger events. So it gives people the ability to just stay connected with us, as well as through catering as well as private orders. So yes, sir.
So
we
you hook that
all
big
of our activities.
You hook that big trailer up to that big old diesel truck and you hit the road.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you're in the UP, where can we find you?
We're in Ironwood, Monday through Sunday, Ironwood, Michigan, and then any other events that we do in the UP, we will post on our calendar. We do the UP State Fair in Escanaba.
Oh, that's a wonderful fair.
Yes, yes. That's the only fair that we do because we definitely like to support our UP events.
Well, good for you. See, that's what makes you that guy.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, sir.
Cool logo out there because I see. Well, I guess it's probably just part of your yard art, maybe not a logo, but you've got a bear body with a hog face on it, all carved out of wood, and it says "Up and Smoke Barbecue." Really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool. That's a one of a kind. Never seen anything like that before, man.
Well, you know, I don't know how Boris, his name is Boris.
Yeah, sure it is. Sure it is.
Say,
yeah.
Hey, man, listen, earlier today I was talking to a guy and he said he had a bare body. And, you know, so his name is Boris. There's a guy in the UP as well. If you head, so Highway 2 takes you kind of east-west across the UP right before you get into Superior. There's a guy there named, I think his name, I apologize.
That's all right.
That's but, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grizzworks.
Oh.
Wood carving is the name of his business.
I did.
And
no wonder it looks like a bear on the body then.
you know, dude, I'm telling you, Ironwood, of course, my grandma lived there. All my uncles and my family's from all that area. Mom was Lake Ogebic. Dad was Wakefield. And so my childhood is all spent walking around the great Hiawatha and standing on his toes. But I've watched that town dwindle down after mining and the mills and everything left. And that's a hard-hit area. So I give you a lot of credit for taking your fortune and your bride and going up there and investing in that community. I think that shows a lot about your heart.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate that.
And I want to tell you, I ripped off your name. I did an event at a pot shop. I had a ghost kitchen after I met you. And I did an event there, and I called it Up in Smoke.
Nice.
Sold barbecue in their parking lot.
Yeah,
a great combination, I might tell you.
It was supposed to be a one-day event, but he forgot. So he was there for three.
Ironically, he forgot.
Well, we have a situation in my town where there's a trailer park, there's a Taco Bell, and a pot shop. It's the devil's triangle right there all together.
Sure. Sure.
All right, Nate Price, Up in Smoke, Ironwood, Michigan. Listen, I love talking to you, and I can't wait to see you again. Maybe I'll have to try and get to Escanaba for that state fair. That's a wonderful idea. The banana belt of the UP.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'll definitely make my way down your way, too, as well. And it's always a pleasure, man.
All right, well, listen, we've got a lot of bedrooms and no kids anymore, so you got a place.
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Nate Price, Up in Smoke, Ironwood, Michigan.
Cool place. If you get up to the UP, you got to swing by there because he's got Southern Barbecue in Northern Michigan.
Well, you can go to the Stormy Cromer Factory Outlet Store.
Right.
And then cruise down there. Dude makes a righteous brisket. You know, I'm a snob on brisket.
You are, yeah.
He proved his worth.
And
you said
he uses all pecan wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't that? Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to The Grilling Guys. Get out in your backyard. Hey, the snow's leaving you. Fire up a grill or smoker. Create some grill envy and have a good weekend.
Yes. One word. Catch up.